AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Elon Musk wrote on social media, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election." President Trump is now threatening to cut Musk's government contracts after the billionaire criticized the president's big tax cut and spending bill. The president says Musk must miss the White House.
Some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it.
The president boosted unsubstantiated assertions. Officials using an auto pen undermine the actions of predecessor Joe Biden.
Auto pens have been used in the White House for decades, but the president calls this the biggest scandal in a century.
Essentially, whoever used the auto pen was the president.
And who was that?
I happen to think I know, okay, because I'm here.
The president's remarks came a day after he ordered his administration to investigate Biden's actions in office, casting doubts on his use of the auto pen to sign documents. Asked if he's uncovered any specific information that Biden was not in charge.
No, but I've uncovered, you know, the human mind. I was in a debate with the human mind, and I didn't think he knew what the hell he was doing.
Biden says he made the decisions during his presidency, and any suggestion he did not is ridiculous and false. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Massachusetts, teenager Marcelo Gomes da Silva was granted bond by an immigration judge. The high school student was arrested on his way to volleyball practice last weekend. ICE says they were looking for Gomes da Silva's father. Robin Nice is the teenager's attorney.
It's humiliating and it brands people to make them look like a criminal when they're not. Again, this kid is clean as a whistle. He has no criminal record. And imagine like playing volleyball or going to prom with an ankle monitor on. Like, that's just messed up.
A private Japanese spacecraft has fallen silent while trying to land on the moon. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he plans to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is AP News. The latest trial of disgraced former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is before a jury in New York,
which began deliberating in his sex assault retrial on Thursday. The jury got the case after one juror was replaced by an alternate after she could not come to court due to illness. The 7-woman, 5-man jury is considering 2 counts of criminal sex act and 1 count of rape, each relating to a different accuser and a different date. Jurors heard more than 5 weeks of testimony, including lengthy and sometimes fiery questioning of Weinstein's 3 accusers. The 73-year-old pleaded not guilty. His 2020 New York conviction was overturned. He still has an L.A. conviction he's appealing. Julie Walker, New York.
Also in New York, the judge in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial threatened to kick Combs out of court over his energetic head nodding. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.